The way the story goes in the Old Testament is like this. Samuel was young, and Eli was old. In the first book of Samuel, in the third chapter, in the first verse, it says these words, that in those days, the word of the Lord was rare when Samuel was young and Eli was old. Someday we may feel like the word of the Lord is rare in our day. I've had people come up to me and say, you know, Pastor, why doesn't God still speak to us like he did in the Old Testament and to people in the New Testament? Why is God so silent now? Why is God so distant and quiet? Why is the word of the Lord so rare? Actually, the word of the Lord isn't rare at all. It's all around us. It's all around us every day and every moment of every day. God still speaks to us. God still speaks in our time. And how does God speak to us, you might ask? God speaks to us through the Scriptures. Through the Scriptures. The Scriptures that we read just a few moments ago, through the Scriptures that run through the songs on Christian radio when you listen to it. It is the words of Scripture that you read in your morning devotion. It is the words of Scripture that come to us in the quietness of the night, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the seasons of our lives. You see, the word of the Lord isn't rare at all. In fact, the word of the Lord is probably like our closest friends. And if you treat your closest friends like I do my closest friends, is that sometimes when they're talking, I know what they're going to say. I know them so well that I just don't listen. Do you ever treat your close friend like that? As the Scriptures were being read from this morning, did you find yourself going, oh yeah, I know that Scripture, and then just your mind goes to thinking about something else? But if we listen to the Scriptures, not only with our ears and our mind, but if we were to listen to the Scriptures with our heart, we might find that God is still speaking to us. God is still speaking to us. And so when you hear the stories about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and when you hear the stories about Mary and Joseph and Zechariah, and when you hear the stories about Jesus and his disciples, then you realize that the message of the Scripture is this, that God is with us. God was with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God was with Mary and Joseph and Zechariah. God was with Jesus. God was with the disciples as they went out in their mission. And guess what? God is with us. You and I. God with us. That's the message of the Scriptures. And if we are able to open not only our eyes but our hearts to the words of the Scriptures, to allow ourselves to believe that God is with us. As we read the stories about people long dead who were faithful, who believed that God was with them no matter what, then we might understand how God acts. And if we understand how God acts, we might start looking for how God acts in our world. And if we start looking every place around us in how God is acting in our world, we might start hearing the Scriptures in a new way, that we might start hearing that still small voice of God, that we might start hearing those words of encouragement and those words of faith from people around us in unexpected ways and unexpected situations. And it is then that we realize that the word of the Lord is not rare at all, because the word of the Lord is this: God is with us. To believe that, God brings power into your life and into the lives of everyone in the world. May the Lord bless your journey. Amen.